Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Abraham Goldhar, and today Maseches Menachos, Daf Nun Tes, the fifth parak, Kol Menachos Baos Matzah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Yesh tu unos shemen levona. There are menachos which require both oil and levona. Some require oil but not levona. Some require levona but not oil. And some require neither oil nor levona. The Mishnah proceeds to list 10 menachos which require both shemen and levona, a mincha of solas, which is fine flour, of machavas, of marcheshes, of chalos, which is loaves, of rekikin, which are wafers, a mincha of kohanim, of the kohen Mashiach, a mincha of an idolater, a mincha of woman, and the minchas haomer. A minchas nesachim brought along with a carbon requires shemen, but not levona, and the lechem apanim requires levona, but not shemen. The Shei Lechem of Shavuos, the Minchas Chote, which is the sinner's mincha, and a Minchas Kenos, which is the mincha of jealousies, which is brought by Sota, require neither oil nor levona. The sources for the various categories of this Mishnah are discussed at length. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that one is chai for adding oil to a mincha by itself and liable for adding levona by itself. Nasan aleha shemen psala. If he put oil onto a minchas chota, he disqualifies it. But if he put on levona, yokatena, he collects the levona, and the mincha is valid. Rabbi Rav Huna asks Rabbi Yochanan, if one placed levona shechuka, ground levona onto the mincha, is it disqualified? Does levona ordinarily not invalidate minchas chota because it can be removed, whereas this levona, which cannot be removed, would disqualify it? Or is the reason levona does not disqualify a mincha mishum de lo mivra, because it's not absorbed into the mincha? And this ground levona, which is likewise not absorbed into the mincha, would also not disqualify it. A braisa teaches that pigel intent does not make a mincha pigel while there is levona on it, since the mincha is not valid then. But after the levona is removed, pigel intent would render it pigel. This proves the levona must actually be removed to validate the mincha. And point number three, Rabbi Yochanan says, Nasan mashu shemen al gabi kazayis mincha pasal. If one placed even a minimal amount of oil onto a kazayis of a sinner's mincha, he disqualifies it. The pasuk says, lo yasim, he shall not place oil on it, which implies even sima koldehut, a minimal placing is disqualifying. However, the word aleha, on it, implies that the mincha is not disqualified through adding oil ad de'ika shi'ura, until there is a full kazayis measure of the mincha receiving the oil. Regarding levona, Rabbi Yochanan says, Nasan kazayis levona al gabi mashu mincha pasal. If one placed a kazayis of levona onto even a minimal amount of a mincha, he disqualified it. The pasuk says, lo yiten, he shall not put levona, implying the levona does not disqualify the mincha ad de'ika nesina, until there is a significant pudding. The word aleha on it in this pasuk, following the aleha of the pasuk about oil, is a ribui acharibui, which is darshan lumayit, to limit, and applies even to a minimal portion of a mincha. In another version, Rabbi Yochanan was uncertain if placing a mashu of oil onto a kazayis of mincha disqualifies it, or if the sima, the placing of oil, must parallel the nesina, putting of levona, and requires a kazayis. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Yesh tu unos shemen levona. There are menachos which require both oil and levona. Some require oil, but not levona. Some require levona, but not oil. And some require neither oil nor levona. The Mishnah proceeds to list 10 menachos which require both shemen and levona. A mincha of solas, which is fine flour, of machavas, of marcheshes, of chalos, which is loaves, of rekikin, which are wafers, a mincha of kohanim, of the kohen Mashiach, a mincha of an idolater, a mincha of woman, and the minchas haomer. A minchas nesachim brought along with a carbon requires shemen, but not levona. And the lechem apanim requires levona, but not shemen. The Shei Lechem of Shavuos, the Minchas Chote, which is the sinner's mincha, and a Minchas Kenos, which is the mincha of jealousies, which is brought by Sota, require neither oil nor levona. The sources for the various categories of this Mishnah are discussed at length. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that one is chai for adding oil to a mincha by itself and liable for adding levona by itself. Nasan aleha shemen psala. If he put oil onto a minchas chota, he disqualifies it. But if he put on levona, yokatena, he collects the levona, and the mincha is valid. Rabbi Rav Huna asks Rabbi Yochanan, if one placed levona shechuka, ground levona onto the mincha, is it disqualified? Does levona ordinarily not invalidate minchas chota because it can be removed, whereas this levona, which cannot be removed, would disqualify it? Or is the reason levona does not disqualify a mincha mishum de lo mivra, because it's not absorbed into the mincha, and this ground levona, which is likewise not absorbed into the mincha, would also not disqualify it? A braisa teaches that pigel intent does not make a mincha pigel while there is levona on it, since the mincha is not valid then. But after the levona is removed, pigel intent would render it pigel. This proves the Lavona must actually be removed to validate the Mincha. And pointing with Rabbi Yochanan says, Nasan Mashu Shemen al Gabi Kazayis Mincha Pasal. If one placed even a minimal amount of oil onto a Kazayis of a sinner's Mincha, he disqualifies it. The Pasuk says, Lo Yasim, he shall not place oil on it, which implies even Sima Kodahut, a minimal placing is disqualifying. However, the word Aleha, on it, implies that the Mincha is not disqualified through adding oil ad Ikashiura until there is a full Kazayis measure of the Mincha receiving the oil. Regarding Lavona, Rabbi Yochanan says, Nasan Kazayis Lavona al Gabi Mashu Mincha Pasal. If one placed a Kazayis of Lavona onto even a minimal amount of a Mincha, he disqualified it. The Pasuk says, Lo Yiten, he shall not put Lavona, implying that Lavona does not disqualify the Mincha, ad Ika Nesina, until there is a significant pudding. The word Aleha on it in this Pasuk, following the Aleha of the Pasuk about oil, is a Ribui Acharibui, which is Darshan Lumayit, to limit, and applies even to a minimal portion of a Mincha. In another version, Rabbi Yochanan was uncertain if placing a Mashu of oil onto a Kazayis of Mincha disqualifies it, or if the Sima, the placing of oil, must parallel the Nesina, putting of Lavona, and requires a Kazayis. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Nun Tes, and this Siman was suggested to us by Binyamin Michel from Boca Raton as well as from Eitan Gavran. They both suggested that Nun Tes is a knight in shining armor. So here goes. As the knights in shining armor practice throwing javelins with Shemen and Lavona on them at Mincha targets, the knight who threw Lavona at a Mincha's chota was told he must collect it off the Mincha target. Even though his aim was so good that he managed to get a full Kazayis of Lavona onto a Mashu Mincha target. Once again, some motion. As the knights in shining armor, that must Muran Daf Nun Tes. As the knights in shining armor practice throwing javelins with Shemen and Lavona on them at Mincha target, which reminds us, Gemara discusses which menachos require Shemen and Lavona, which require just Shemen or Lavona, and which require neither. So as the knights in shining armor practice throwing javelins with Shemen and Lavona on them at Mincha targets, the knight who threw Lavona at a Mincha's chota was told he must collect it off the Mincha target, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that one is chai for adding oil to a Mincha by itself and liable for adding Lavona by itself. Nasan aleha shemen psala, if he put oil onto a Mincha's chota, he disqualifies it, but if he put it on Lavona, yilkatena, he collects the Lavona and the Mincha is valid. So as the knights in shining armor practice throwing javelins with Shemen and Lavona on them at Mincha targets, the knight who threw Lavona at a Mincha's chota was told he must collect it off the Mincha's target. Even though his aim was so good that he managed to get a full Kazayis of Lavona onto a Mashu Mincha target, which reminds us, Gemara discusses minimum shiurim for invalidating a Mincha through adding Shemen or Lavona. So once again, as the knights in shining armor practice throwing javelins with Shemen and Lavona on them at Mincha targets, the knight who threw Lavona at a Mincha's chota was told he must collect it off the Mincha target, even though his aim was so good that he managed to get a full Kazayis of Lavona onto a Mashu Mincha target. All right, so now it's time for Four Blabach Hazara. Daf Nun Hey. So the Simmer Daf Nun Hey is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. The Levi took the speed limit sign of 55. Speed limit sign of 55? That must be on Daf Nun Hey. The Levi took the speed limit sign of 55 to separate Trumas Meiser, fresh figs, for dried figs, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses separating Trumas Meiser from longer-lasting produce versus superior quality produce. So the Levi took the speed limit sign of 55 to separate Trumas Meiser from fresh figs for dried figs, didn't notice a policeman hiding behind with his chametz detector radar gun, who zapped one cone who had a shirayim become chametz, which reminds us, Reish Lakish provides a source that even shirayim may not be made chametz. The Pasuk says, Lo sefer chametz chelkam, it shall not be baked leavened their portion. These words are darshan to be read together, teaching, Afil chelkam lo sefer chametz. Even their portion, referring to the Kohanim's portion, may not be baked leavened. The Gemara clarifies that it is the superfluous word chelkam which teaches this drasha. So the Levi took the speed limit sign of 55 to separate Trumas Meiser from fresh figs for dried figs, didn't notice the policeman hiding behind with his chametz detector radar gun, who zapped one cone, who had a shirayim become chametz, and zapped another one three separate times for kneading, shaping, and baking a mincha. That was chametz, which reminds us, the mission concludes, V'chai v'al rishasa v'al richasa v'al fiyasa. One is chai for preparing a mincha as chametz for its kneading, its shaping, or its baking. Daf Nun Vav. So the siman Daf Nun Vav is a shusher going, nu nu, nu nu. So here goes. The shusher said, nu nu. Shusher going, nu nu. That must be around Daf Nun Vav, nu nu. The Shushu said nunu to the Kohen getting lashed twice for baking a mincha as chametz, even though he didn't shape it himself, which reminds us the Mishnah in the previous daf taught that one is chai for processing a mincha, which is chametz, for every step of the baking process. Rav Papa says, afa lo kashtaim, if he baked it leavened, he incurs two sets of malkas, one for its shaping and one for its baking, despite not having performed the shaping itself, because the baking completes the shaping process. So the Shushu said, nu-nu to the Kohen getting lashed twice for baking a mincha as chametz, even though he didn't shape it himself, had no problem letting the blood out of a bechor that was seized by excess blood by puncturing the animal's ear, which reminds us, a braisa states, bechor she'achav sudam, if a bechor was seized by an excess of blood. Rav Meir says, mekizin oso es adam, we may let its blood, but makum shein osin b'mum, in a place which will not cause a blemish in it because it will heal, but not where it will cause a mum, for example, the eye or ear, which will not heal. The Chachamim say one may even let blood in a place which will cause a mum because they permit inflicting a second mum on a bal mum, such as this sick animal. Ubavad shul yishchod o oso mum, provided that he doesn't shecht the animal for personal consumption on the basis of that mum. Rather, he must wait for an additional mum to develop before shechting it. Two more opinions are brought. So the Shushu said, nu-nu, to the Kohen getting lashed twice for baking a mincha as chametz, even though he didn't shape it himself, had no problem letting the blood out of a bechor that was seized by excess blood by puncturing the animal's ear. Since he held one can be matal mum b'mal mum, unlike the cases of mechametz achar mechametz and mesaris achar mesaris, which everyone agrees, Archayim, which reminds us, although Tanaim argue about inflicting a mum on a carbon, which is already a bal mum, Rav Yochanan said that all agree that mechametz achar mechametz, one who processed 11 mincha after someone else already processed this 11 mincha, is chayiv. Similarly, all agree that mesaris achar mesaris, one who castrates an animal after someone else already castrated, is chayiv based on psukim about each respective prohibition. The Tanaim argues specifically about matal mum bebal mum, inflicting a blemish on an already blemished animal. Daf Nun Zayin. So the Siman Daf Nun Zayin is a nose, and we use a doll with a long nose. So here goes. The man who used the long nose from his doll. Nose from his doll? That must be on Daf Nun Zayin. The man who used the long nose from his doll to put some meat on the coals on Shabbos and was patur because only one side got cooked, kamacha ben drosai, and he didn't flip it over, which reminds us, from Yochanan said, Niach basa al gabi gochalim, if one placed meat onto coals on Shabbos, then if he turned the meat over so the other side would roast, he's chai, but if he didn't turn it over, he's patur. The Gemara explains the cases where without the meat being turned, it would have cooked on one side, kamacha ben drosai, like the cooking level of ben drosai's food, which is one-third cooked, and by turning it, both sides were roasted, kamacha ben drosai. Yochanan is teaching that one side of cooking, which is only kamacha ben drosai, is not consider cooking at all, and butter. So the man who used the long nose from his doll to put some meat onto the coals on Shabbos and was butter because only one side got cooked, kamacha ben drosai, and he didn't flip it over. Watch the Kohen who used the nose from his doll to mix some sourdough into a mincha in the Azara, take it out and mix it some more, which reminds us, Rapapa asks, chimsa v'yatzos v'chaz v'chimsa ma'u, if one leavened a mincha dough and it left the Azara and he leavened it again, what is the halacha? Although a second leavening is normally liable, since his mincha left the Azara before the second leavening, it became disqualified, and an invalid mincha is not chai for leavening. However, perhaps we say, kevin dechimsa, since he leavened the dough before it left the Azara, disqualifying it for offering, psul yotze lo mahanibe, the psul of having left does not affect it, and he would be liable for the second leavening. So the man who used the long nose from his doll to put some meat on the coals on Shabbos and was put because only one side got cooked, kamacha ben drosai, and he didn't flip it over. Watch the Kohen use the nose from his doll to mix some sourdough into a mincha in the Azara, take it out, and mix it some more, while throwing another doll at a Kohen who was taking meat and flour from a carbon that was supposed to be eaten onto the kevesh of the Mizbeach, which reminds us, a braisa prohibits offering up onto the Mizbeach the meat of a chatas, ashem, or any carbon meat which is eaten, or the shirayim of any mincha which is eaten. A maraim discuss if one offers up any of these items onto the ramp of the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yochanan says he is chayev, but Rabbi Elazar says he's pater. Daf Nun Ches. So the Simmer Daf Nun Ches is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. At the Mizbech, liability for feeding exhibit Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper? That must be more on Daf Nun ches. At the Mizbech, liability for feeding exhibit Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, first tossed the meat of a bird chatas onto the flames, explaining that even though none of it normally goes to the fires, it's still called a carbon, which reminds us, Rami Bar Chama asked, Hamal Mabasar Chatas Ha'uf Al Gabi HaMizbech. If one offered up the meat of a bird chatas onto the Mizbech, is one chayiv? Do we say the Torah only prohibited offering koshim mimenu le'ishim, any offering from which part of it was already given to the Mizbeach fires, by ein mimenu le'ishim, but there's nothing from this chatas ha'of which is given to the fires, so the prohibition would not apply to it? Or does the prohibition include kosher shmo carbon, anything entitled an offering, by nami shmo carbon, and this chatas ha'of is also entitled an offering? So, at the Mizbech liability for feeding exhibit, Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, first tossed the meat of a bird chatas onto the flames, explaining that even though none of it normally goes to the fires, it's still called a carbon, while sprinkling seor smaller than a kazayas onto it, since he held yesh haktara pakos makazayas, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses kul amiksasus who gabri the issur of burning leaven on the Mizbech, and brings the malchokas of ein haktara pakos makazayas. So, at the Mizbech liability for feeding exhibit, Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, first tossed the meat of a bird chatas onto the flames, explaining that even though none of it normally goes to the fires, it's still called a carbon, while sprinkling seor smaller than kazayas onto it, since he held yesh haktar b'chosa mekazayas, while his assistant spilled a sticky mixture of leaven and honey onto the Mizbech, and the nearby basin debated whether he deserved four sets of lashes, two or none, because the prohibition is a lav shebaklalos. Which reminds us, Amraim discuss Hamal Masor Udvash Al Gabi Mizbech. If one offers up a mixture of leaven and honey onto the Mizbech, Rava says he incurs four sets of malkas for offering Seor, for offering Dvash, for offering a Ruvi Seor, leaven mixtures, and for offering a Ruvi Dvash, honey mixtures, since they were mixed into each other. Abaye says, Ein Lokin Olav Shabbat Klos. One does not incur malkas for violating a general prohibition. Two interpretations are given as to what Abaye is saying, with his chayv two malkas, or maybe not even one. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we learn that even the shiraim of a mincha, which are eaten by kohanim, cannot be made chametz? That's on daf? Nun hey. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you discuss separating trumas maaser from te'ani for grogros and the question of whether we separate from longer-lasting produce versus superior quality produce? That's on daf? Nun hey. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn that a Kodesh Baruch Hu only shows gratitude to the avos? That's on daf? Nun gimel. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we discuss minimum shiurim for invalidating a mincha through adding shemen or lavona? That's on daf? Nun tes. Good. Number 5. Which daf do machokes about matamum bebalmum? That's on daf? Nun vav. Good. Number 6. Which daf do discuss meat which shrank to less than a kabea and then swelled back to a kabea regarding tuma? That's on daf? Nun dalad. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you learn that adding shemen disqualifies a minchas chota or minchas kanos, but adding lavona does not? That's on daf? Nun tes. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you discuss what the halacha is if one leavened a mincha dough and it left the azar and then he leavened it again? That's on daf? Nun zayin. Good. Number 9. Which daf discusses which menachos require shemen and lavona, which require just shemen or lavona, and which require neither? That's on daf? Nun tes. Great. And number 10. Which daf do you discuss what the din is of one who placed meat onto coals on Shabbos but didn't turn the meat over? That's on daf? Nun zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri, wishing you a great day and great learning.